AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A tentative ceasefire in the Iran war staggered under the weight of Israel's bombardment of Beirut, Tehran's continued chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, and uncertainty over whether planned peace talks can find common ground. Semi-official news agencies in Iran published a chart suggesting the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard put sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz during the war, a message that may be intended to pressure the U.S. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Saeed Katibzadeh says the Strait of Hormuz is open to anyone. There's no difference except for hostile behavior of any kind.
There's no sign of that for now. So everyone can pass this as usual passage. Of course, I said that, within the restrictions that we do have. So whoever...
In the House, Republicans blocked an attempt by Democrats to force President Trump to get approval from Congress to attack Iran again. California Democrat Sarah Jacobs says the nation cannot let the president's remarks about wiping out Iranian civilization stand.
We cannot excuse what the president said as a negotiating tactic. Threatening genocide is not a negotiating tactic. It is important that even though we were able to get this ceasefire, which I pray holds, that we hold this president accountable for what he threatened. Because threatening genocide is not just against international law, it's against our federal law too.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon. At the White House just minutes ago.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today.
First Lady Melania Trump says there are individuals lying about her.
I never been friends with Epstein. Donald and I were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time.
The First Lady said she didn't have a relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell, adding she is not Epstein's victim. This is AP News. New ICE detention centers across the country are not sitting well with residents.
At a commissioner's meeting in Washington County, Maryland in February, protesters shouted "Stop ICE" as commissioners voted on a resolution declaring their unwavering support for immigration and customs enforcement.
I'm going to ask for respect in the room. If there's any additional noise, outcries, comments, I will suspend this meeting. Do I need to say that again?
Washington County is one of nearly a dozen communities where residents are opposing the purchase of warehouses to house immigrants in detention, projects that cost DHS more than a total of $1 billion. In Washington County, the project is on hold after the state attorney general sued. And the new DHS secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen, is holding off on buying more warehouses and is reviewing those already purchased. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.